to our Asia correspondent in Hong Kong, Elizabeth Beatty, and some very high-profile arrests are among the latest. Elizabeth, please tell us more.
Yeah, so pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong, along with other activists Ivan Lam and Agnes Chow, were remanded in custody this week after pleading guilty to charges of organising and inciting an unauthorised assembly near police headquarters last year. So the activists have been remanded in custody and are expected to be sentenced next month on the 2nd of December. Joshua Wong is obviously quite a significant figure in Hong Kong's protest movement. Despite only being 24, he's considered quite an established figure, which mainly goes back from his involvement when he was 17, kind of as the face of the umbrella movement back in 2014. While he wasn't really a leading figure during last year's demonstrations, he has been a target for authorities for remaining active in the protest scene and because of his high international profile. So while Wong and his cohort were pleading guilty, outside dozens of supporters were waiting, calling for their release. And before he was taken away by security, Joshua Wong kind of called out, you know, everyone hang in there and add oil. And add oil is this Cantonese expression, which is widely used during the protest movement as a term of encouragement and support. So in this context, it's essentially like a Cantonese equivalent of kia kaha. So that was the message for people who were waiting. And now we're just all waiting until next week to see what kind of sentence the protesters are looking at.
What is anticipated on that front? Is it possible to know?
It's not really possible to know at this stage. And I think this is why it's been so closely watched. A protester who threw eggs at police officers and the force's headquarters has been jailed for 21 months. And that happened just yesterday. But in this case, because of those factors, like Joshua Wong's high profile, it's not really possible for us to know. In the past, he's done relatively short stints in jail, a month, very short time, but it could be different on the backdrop of the latest events in Hong Kong.
Also widely watched this week was Carrie Lam's 2020 policy address. What is this?
So this is Carrie Lam's address where she talks about Hong Kong's future and her vision for it and a little bit about the year that's passed. She praised the national security law during her address and accused foreign governments of interfering in the city's affairs. According to the Hong Kong Public Opinion Research Institute survey, her address received the lowest public opinion rating since 1997. So many were quite unimpressed by her policy address. She said since the Democrats have all quit Hong Kong's legislative chamber last week, she was glad she was able to read her address without interruptions and there's effectively no opposition. But at the same time, she said she wasn't able to listen to public views last year because of these protests. So analysts were very unimpressed by this sentiment, but the content itself wasn't very surprising at all.
There had been hopes for a travel bubble between Singapore and Hong Kong. I think it will be the first in Asia, but that's been postponed because of new cases, Elizabeth.
Yes, yeah, so that's right. That's been billed as Asia's first travel bubble and between Hong Kong and Singapore, but this has suddenly been delayed due to a spike of cases in Hong Kong. Currently, there's limited travel possible within the region, but this requires very special approvals, a two-week quarantine process on both sides, as well as testing. And this bubble would have essentially removed the need for travellers to quarantine for 2 weeks. It would still require a negative test, but it removed that two-week kind of quarantine period. This has been in discussion for a little while. For us in Hong Kong and for many other parts of Asia, the pandemic has been going on since February, going on for a very long time now, with restrictions in place. And Singapore has had quite a positive recovery. They're considered almost virus-free, given the low numbers. And while Hong Kong, the cases have remained low, just recently there's been this sudden spike. So the bubble has been postponed due to safety concerns.
Elizabeth, thank you very much. I know those protests are continuing in Thailand as well. We will pick up on them next time. I was very curious to see inflatable ducks are being used to shield demonstrators against a police water cannon. Mainly peaceful, but there have been some serious crackdowns, Elizabeth.
That's right. So we're seeing police now start arresting leaders on charges of insulting the monarchy. But these really aren't proving a deterrent. Like you said, we're still seeing protesters on the street and with a sense of humour and utilising all kinds of imagery to keep that protest message.
Thank you so much. Elizabeth Beattie, our Asia correspondent.